Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers. Today, doing an NFL Week 5 game preview between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Buffalo Bills. So if you enjoy the video or the episode, like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week, Facebook, YouTube, close to our show on Instagram at 100 Football. Check out our podcast as well every single day, over 1,000 episodes, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or whatever platform you enjoy listening to our podcast. Let's get over 1,000 episodes over there and well over 1,000 on our Facebook and YouTube channels. Once again, we thank you for all the continued support you give us each and every single week. Keeps us motivated, keeps us doing the show, and like I said, none is possible without you, the fans. So let's get into this one here. Steelers, Bills, let's talk about these Steelers real quick, man. 1-3 on the year. Mike Tomlin ain't too happy, right? He ain't looking too hot right now is his squad. And they got the new sheriff in town, first-round pick, the only first-rounder taken in this past year's draft. Kenny Pickett is now the big man in the city of Pittsburgh. So he's going to be the starting quarterback, taking over, of course, for Mitchell Trubisky. Just wasn't able to get it done. A lot of people predicted this was going to happen, and it is happening, right? It's happening in Week 5 here. So, in the game last week against the Jets, they lost 20-24, but Trubisky did get a little bit of work in before Pickett took over. Like I said, Trubisky just threw an interception, got sacked 3 times, just nose going his way. They brought in Pickett. Not much happened after that either, right? 10 for 13 for him. Like I said, numbers look all right. 10 for 13, 120 yards, but he got picked off 3 times, right? 28.3 QBR, not the greatest. So, you can maybe chalk that one up to nerves. We'll see. Maybe just because he wasn't expecting to start this game. We'll see. For the running game, pretty good. 31 overall carries as a squad for 119 yards. Najee Harris, of course, led the way. 18 carries for 74. Good for 4.1 average. The receiving core, George Pickens, UGA alum. 6 catches for 102. Looking really good so far. With the big man, Pat Freiermuth, right behind him. 7 grabs for 85 yards. Deontay Johnson, bit of a day where no one talked about him much. 2 catches for 11. Same with Chase Claypool. They didn't get the ball. I think they got to implement those guys more this upcoming week. Fumbled the ball a few times as well. 2 fumbles, but they did recover those. So just a little bit of butterfingers. As for the defense, right? Miles Jack led the way. 8 tackles for him. 1 sack as a squad. Gave it to Alex Highsmith. 5 tackles for a loss. 4 pass defended. 6 quarterback hits. 2 INTs. For Minka Fitzpatrick, who's been playing phenomenal this year, and Cam Sutton got one as well. So, as for the Steelers, you got a brand new guy in town, his first full week as a starter. We'll see what he can do. It's a little bit, you don't really know what he's going to do because, it's going to be his first ever career start. I hope he does good. I hope he has a good game, and we'll see how he can do. I'm sure the receivers, the running backs, the O-line, they're all excited to see this new fresh face under center. So, we'll see how Kenny Pickett can do for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Let's move on over to the Buffalo Bills. Got a narrow victory to improve their record to 3-1 on the season over the Baltimore Ravens, 23-20. Now, in the game, Buffalo, Josh Allen, 19-36, throwing 213, 1 touchdown, 1 INT, sacked 1 time as well. Decent day for him. As for the running game, pretty good overall. Josh Allen, 11 carries for 70 yards, really had a big day in that regard. Devin Singletary, 11 carries for 49. Receiving core, there's a lot of guys who caught a lot of passes.
but the leader was Stephon Diggs, 4 grabs for 62. One touchdown for Isaiah McKenzie. As a team, they had 2 fumbles as well, so in their case of the Butterfingers, they did lose one of those, and that one was from running back Devin Singletary. The defense, Matt Milano led the way with 13 tackles, with Tremaine Edmonds behind him with 9. 2 sacks as a team. Von Miller got 1, and then Greg Russo and Daquan Jones combined for the other. 5 tackles for loss, 4 pass defended, and 5 quarterback hits. 2 interceptions, both those coming from Jordan Poirier on the day. So a narrow victory, but a victory nonetheless for this Buffalo Bills team. So this upcoming game here, like I said, we've got the Steelers, who are a little bit down in the dumps right now, 1-3, against the Bills, who are 3-1. So final prediction for this one, I'm going to go with the Buffalo Bills getting the W in this one. I got to get it pretty handily also. I'm going to go Buffalo 34, Pittsburgh 17. I just don't know how Kenny Pickett's going to do, honestly. I'm not sure how he's going to do. He could come out and just be electric, but we just don't know. So that's why I'm giving the Bills the big victory in this one. I trust Josh Allen and the rest of that team. They've looked really good so far, like I said. Close when I get the Ravens, but a win is a win nonetheless. So give me Buffalo Bills getting the win 34 against Pittsburgh Steelers 17. But I want to hear your comments. Who's going to win? Who's going to have a good day? Drop it in Facebook, on YouTube, and we will be sure to interact with you over there. We see all your comments. We appreciate all of them, good or bad. Like I said, we enjoy just talking with you about football, and it's just a great time. Let's go check us out over there. Check us out on our podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or wherever it is you listen to podcasts. I've been your host today, Logan Lairs. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll talk to you again on another live episode. We'll see you soon.
Let's find out what Logan Landers has to say about the next game preview.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, today during the NFL Week 5 game preview between the Miami Dolphins and the New York Jets. So if you enjoy the video or this episode of the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week, Facebook, YouTube, clips of our show, and actually you can watch full episodes of our show now on Instagram at 100 Yards of Football, our LinkedIn page, of course, under the same name, and our podcast available every single day, 100 Yards of Football, over 1,000 episodes over there, and well over 1,000 on our Facebook and YouTube platforms. Let's get into this one. Dolphins, Jets, looking at battle here. And let's talk about these Dolphins real quick, man. 3-1 on the year. Their first loss came last week against Cincinnati Bengals, lost 27-15. And we all know that situation with Tua, he is not going to be playing in this upcoming ball game. But let's look at Teddy Bridgewater, the quarterback to be. You know, last week when he came in, 14-23 passing, 193 yards, an 8.4 average, 1 touchdown, 1 INT, no sacks on the day. Came in, did some good work. He's a capable veteran. He knows what he's doing. The running game, not much to speak of. Raheem Mostert led the way, 15 carries for 69 yards. As a team, they ran it 22 times for 85 and no touchdowns, a 3.9 average. Not the best. They're going to need to improve that this upcoming week. Top receiver, and surprise, surprise, it's Tyreek Hill, 10 catches for 60 yards even. Or excuse me, 160 yards even. A 10.0 average, or 16.0 average, looking great there. Couldn't get in the end zone, though. Behind him was Trent Sherfield, 4 catches, 455 yards. Jalen Waddle, a bit of a quiet day, only 2 grabs on the day for him. As the defense, like I said, gave up 27 points, not the strongest. Shut him out in the third quarter, though. Jerome Baker led the way with 7 tackles on the day. Only 1 sack, give that one to Jalen Phillips. A total of only two tackles for loss, 1 pass defended, and no interceptions. So the big key for Miami this week, if they want to win, you got to get the running game more involved. Teddy Bridgewater has to have another solid game like that, and that defense has to create some chaos. Get some more sack, get some more tackles for loss, some quarterback hits, turnovers. However you can get the ball back into your offense's hand, the better. Now let's look at the Jets. A good win last week over the Pittsburgh Steelers. Close one on that one. 24-20 was the final score. Good drives in the fourth quarter. Got the win for that when they scored 14 in the fourth. Zach Wilson's leading QB, 18-36 passing on the day. 7.0 average for 252 yards. 1 touchdown, 2 INTs, and was sacked 1 time as well. Not the greatest day, but got it done nonetheless. The running game, a little bit better than the Dolphins. Not by a whole lot, though. 29 carries as a squad for 98 yards. 1 touchdown belonging to Breece Hall, who ran it 17 times for 66 yards. The receiving core, top guy was Corey Davis, 5 grabs for 74 yards, and a touchdown. Behind him was Elijah Moore with 3 catches for 53. They had 2 touchdowns, the only one coming from Zach Wilson, thrown by Braxton Berrios in the end zone, and a little bit of trickery. So looking at this team, right, for the defense for the Jets, they really did some good work. Shut them out in the first quarter, and then they only allowed about 1 touchdown each quarter after that for the most part. C.J. Mosley led the way with 11 tackles for the team, with Marcel Harris behind him. As a squad, 3 sacks on the day. Carl Lawson got involved, Jermaine Johnson, and Quinnen Williams. 3 tackles for loss and big 9 passes defended to go along with 6 quarterback hits. They had 4 interceptions on the day as well. LaMarcus Joyner got 2. Jordan Whitehead got 1, and so did Michael Carter II as well. We know Mitchell Trubisky was the starter in this game, and then Kenny Pickett came in to relieve him. Didn't have the greatest showing. Pickett threw 3 interceptions in his debut, so not the greatest for him. So looking at this Jets squad, like I said, just a little bit better play from Zach Wilson. Cut the turnovers down. All in all, you know, maybe 18 of 36 passing, not the greatest. Get that better. And the running game, just kind of maintain as is. Maybe get a little bit more involved, try and get a few more yards out of all of that. But looking at these two teams coming into this one, I'm obviously going to give the slight advantage of maybe a bit of an upset to the New York Jets. I think the Jets are just the healthier team right now against this game here, against the Dolphins. And like I said, I think the Dolphins, if they're going to want to succeed, get the running game going, give the ball to those talented wide receivers, see what you can do. And I like Teddy Bridgewater. I'm just not sure. I'm feeling the Jets in this one. I'm going to go with a close win for the gangrene, getting it 24-21, a 3-point ball game, another tight victory. And if the Jets win this one, they could be seen as a bit of a threat this year. I'm not saying they're going to go deep in the playoffs, nothing crazy like that. But I'm saying they're not going to be pushovers. I think they're going to have a good game. And I expect them to win, like I said, one more time, 24-21. I want to hear your thoughts, though. Who's going to win this game? Who's going to get the advantage here in the AFC East?
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
It's going to be the Jets. It's going to be the Dolphins. Love to hear it in the comments. Once again, Facebook, YouTube, every single day, as well as our podcast. Check us out, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or wherever you enjoy listening to podcasts. I've been your host today, Logan Landers. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll talk to you again on another live episode. We'll see you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.